Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Las Vegas the day before services starts, and I'm with Sam O'Krent, the owner of O'Krent's Flooring in San Antonio, and with Scott Humphreys, the CEO of the WFCA. Guys, you doing okay?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
Excited to be here with you, Kemp.
We're going to talk primarily about the WFCA. You're the chairman. Before we get to that, though, let's talk about your day job in San Antonio. How's business at O'Krent's Flooring in San Antonio?
Sometimes I forget that that's my day job. I'm supposed to be spending more time there than on WFCA business, but that's okay. Things are very good in San Antonio. Compared to the industry, what the industry did this last year, we were up a few points, so that's a huge success. And the way we look at that is we took some market share. Things are good.
Yeah, you know, we've had two back-to-back years of, you know, between 8 and 9 or 10%, depending on who you're talking to, of decline at residential replacement. So in 24, you were up a few points, so that would indicate share shift for sure.
Absolutely, and we're proud of that.
So a little bit more on that. You have a 40-year-old nephew, Jason, who's taken over the day-to-day. That continues to do well?
Absolutely. He is definitely our heir apparent. Margie and I are the fourth generation of O'Krent's to run our 110-year-old business. And Jason's been with us about 8 years and the fifth generation to do it. So we're excited. There's a future for O'Krent.
One last question, because it's a big topic that everybody's focused on as we go to these big group meetings, is around merchandising. You do anything different in merchandising at O'Krent's Flooring?
We think everything we do is a little bit different. You know, being part of the NFA has really opened up our eyes to some best practices and some different ways to look at things. We just got finished. We're here the day early with NFA for their meeting and just got finished with lunch, learning and sharing some great ideas that some of our colleagues are doing, and excited to put them into practice.
Okay, well, I can't wait to hear more about that. Let's move over to the WFCA. Scott, I know you've made a couple acquisitions. Fill us in on that.
Yeah, so the first one was NFIC. That's a natural fiber installation certification. That one really falls under CFI, but it's a very detailed, very difficult type of training. And so we'll do 2, 3, maybe 4 trainings of NFIC during the year. But again, that's a very specialized group. In fact, to be master certified with CFI, you have to go through NFIC already. So that was part of it. The second one was FCITS. They're the inspectors that inspect flooring once there's an issue or some type of claim in the field. And Beth Brown runs that. She actually called us last April. We were going into a board meeting and says, hey, listen, I'm looking for the right partner. I think you're it. And we vetted this thing really strongly, met with the major manufacturers and asked them how they would feel about that acquisition, if it was okay. They all strongly encouraged it. And they're actually having a class across the way at the IICRC building right now. I had about 45 attendees going through recertification this morning.
So the WFCA umbrella, how many companies are in there now?
Well, if you count the companies that we actually own, there are a couple that we help manage. You've got Wi-Fi and FCEF that we manage as well. We're a little closer tied to FCEF than any of the others, primarily because of the initial $1 million we gave. And all of their management is paid and benefits are harbored through the WFCA. Wi-Fi the same way. We've got FCIF, we've got FCB2B, we've got CFI, we've got NFIC and FCITS. I don't know how many that counts.
That's
7?
A lot of them. We've got almost the entire alphabet covered.
Yeah, you do. If you know anything with a Z, let us know, because we're after that.
You mentioned FCEF, and we know you've had some funding issues. And obviously, the leader of that has stepped down, and there's a little transition going on there. Give us a quick update on that.
Yeah, kudos to Jim Aaron, who took a big risk coming in to help the industry and stepped away from a very sound 20-year job to come and get this off the ground. He did an amazing job laying the foundation for us. We're in really good shape. Kay Whitener will be running that, but she's been hand-in-hand with everything Jim has done thus far. And where Kay has really excelled is with the trade schools. And so we will continue making that our main initiative so that we can spread this throughout the country. Got about 20 schools set up so far, many more on the docket to come.
You look at that FCEF, and it's the way that we thought it was going to be. The direction has changed as we got in there, and Jim and Kay started doing what they were doing and realizing that the future of that organization is really through the trade schools. The strides that they have made are just great. You've just got to keep it going. Now you're talking about a trade school, so it's got to take a few more years to get the kids going through that before the industry is going to feel the impact. I think we're in how many, 26 now?
We're in at least 20. I think there's 6 more started this year. You're right, so we're in 26. But You're right. That's a longer cycle, Sam, and I think a lot of people don't think about that. They want instant results. We can get the instant results for people that show up for the existing training through NWFA, CTEF, and CFI, but it takes longer with the trade schools. But in the end, that will be the long-term solution because that repeats itself over and over year after year.
And as a retailer, you think, okay, how is the FCEF going to benefit me? I want to see installers. Well, we have to understand that it's going to take a few years, and we're expanding across the country. Right now, we're going to be in 26 markets, and that's just in the last couple of years. It's going to continue to grow exponentially as the trade schools across the country talk to each other and realize this is a viable program and a great opportunity for a young person to get a career that immediately can start paying nice benefits.
So you got to plant the seeds, and it takes a little while before you start seeing trained installers coming out the other end.
That's right. So it's important for retailers to understand and be patient. Yes, it's all a matter of funding, and the retailers really need to get behind it. And it's tough to tell somebody, I want you to donate to this cause, and they're not going to get immediate results. Mm-hmm. They have to understand you got to plant the seed. We all understand there's an installation crisis, and if we don't do something now, it's not going to happen. Hopefully, everybody will embrace it and understand that they need to do their part for the betterment of their industry and their own bottom line. There are some wonderful vendors, and we'd love more vendors to jump on the board, allowing the contribution back to the FCEF to be at a penny a square foot. So everything I purchase from a particular vendor, they are gathering that. It's a penny a square foot. I don't feel it. I put it into my cost, it ends up being paid by the consumer, and it ends up being a nice big check to the FCEF at the end of the year. If we can get more vendors to do that, more retailers to opt into it, now we've solved our funding problems.
Scott, I saw you last week at the Shaw Flooring Network. You feel right at home there since you spent 25 years working there.
Yeah.
And you gave a leadership program there that was well attended, and SEAL continues to be a big initiative for the WFCA, right?
It is a big initiative, and I give Sam a lot of credit. Sam and Dean both had this vision of what we could do with leadership, and it's my passion. We combined that and created SEAL. Our goal was 100 last year. We had 150 leaders in the industry go through certification for SEAL last year. We hope to at least have that many this year. We'll have our next cohort starting on February 10th, and we had a lot of play off of the Shaw event, so I think we'll have no trouble filling that.
All right, Sam, what do you think is going to happen this year? You looking for additional growth with your business in San Antonio?
First off, I'm an optimist, and so I'm always expecting additional growth, and we're going to do everything we can to get there. It's one of the reasons why continuous self-improvement is one of our company's core values, and so you've got to figure out ways to continue to improve. We're out here at Surfaces to look for new opportunities. You know, there are things that are beyond our control, but there are some things that are certainly within our control. And to be smart and be able to pivot and change like we all did during COVID. Yeah, for this year, I'm thinking what the gurus say, it may be a little soft in these first quarter or two, but I think 25 is going to be a good year.
All right, guys, great to spend time with you again. Been talking to Sam O'Krent, the chairman of the WFCA and owner of O'Krent's Flooring in San Antonio, and with Scott Humphreys, the CEO of the WFCA, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.